You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hell, I suck at dating. With Dean Unglert and Jared Haven, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to an all-new episode of Help, I Suck at Dating. I'm Jared Haven, joined, of course, by Dean Unglert. And we are joined by a very special guest who's been on this podcast many a times, but I don't think she's been on this podcast since her new fling boy toy. I don't know, whatever. And Kendall Long is on the podcast. I don't know why I always say boy toy. I kind of like that. I think it's funny. Kendall Long, of course, you guys know her from the Bachelor franchise. Kendall, how are you?
I'm doing quite lovely. How are you doing?
Doing well. So obviously you've been on this podcast before. We've talked about dating. We've talked about relationships. But you have not been on this podcast since you started dating Mitch, and you guys just announced that you are moving to Germany?
We are. We're moving to Stuttgart, Germany.
Stuttgart.
I mean, tell
Stuttgart.
Us. Why? Why?
Because, so, when Mitch and I started dating, he's like, oh, it's a bummer that I met you because I was supposed to travel abroad and then pandemic hit and he's going to plan to travel abroad for his job. And then I was just like, well, you should still do that and I'll go with you. And I never really thought anything of it. And then he got a job offer. He does aerospace engineering. So they have a base there. So he's going to be working there. He has like a 2-year contract. So he kind of just called my bluff. And yeah, so why not travel abroad? I've always wanted to live somewhere for a few years. So.
Is he? He's not German. He's American, I'm assuming, but he looks like he's got some like Northern European roots.
Yeah, he's Italian.
Italian. Okay, so maybe more Central European. That's pretty sweet, though. Germany. I've always wanted to live abroad too. Now you're out here living my dream. So I'm pretty jealous of you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Germany is just, it's such a transient city, like Stuttgart. Yeah. So there's so many different people that come in and out from all over the world. You should definitely do it. I mean,
you could take it. Oh, I was going to say, you could take a train probably like 3 hours in any direction and end up somewhere completely new.
Yeah, that's why Stuttgart is so cool because France is, I think, 2 hours away and then it's just like right in the middle. So there's like so many other areas we can travel to while we're there. So we definitely want to get the travel bug out before we settle down. So
that's awesome. Congratulations. I got to know, though, how did he break the news to you? Because it's a pretty big thing to ask. And how long have you guys been together? Like a year now?
Yeah, so we've been together for around a year. It was always something that we planned together. So whenever he had sort of like other opportunities in different places that we would talk about, and he was just like, oh, does this place sound good? Does this place sound good? There was a time we might have moved to Hawaii for a bit. But we would just talk about, like, as things came up, we would talk about it together. So it wasn't like all of a sudden, like, hey, by the way, I'm moving to Germany. It was something that we kind of prepared. You know,
nice.
The whole yeah.
Well, that's good. I think that's a sign of a healthy relationship when you guys make big decisions together, right?
Communication, right? Who would have thought, you know?
And how is it going to be though? Because your sister lives in Los Angeles too, and I know you guys are really close. How is it going to be moving away from her?
It's going to be really difficult. Yeah, that's the one thing that's, I feel is going to be really hard, just not being close to friends and family. But they're planning on visiting me and I'm holding them to it. And it's for 2 years, so it's not forever. Yeah. And our families are really close together. So yeah, I think you can do anything for 2 years.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's like, if it was a year, you probably would like just be settling in around the 1 year mark. And so now with 2 years, you'll be like fully engulfed in the German, I don't know, scene, it seems like. So that's a pretty good amount of time too, I think.
Yeah, that's the hope. I'm learning German currently. I'm trying to learn German. So
do you know how to say sausage in German?
Sausage?
Yes.
Is it like, what is sausage? Isn't it a, I don't know. Do you know how to say sausage?
Well, since, you have a since you have a sausage dog, I looked it up. It's Würstchen.
Würstchen?
Würstchen. I don't know. Würstchen. Würstchen.
Würstchen.
But since you're bringing a sausage dog with you to Germany,
I need to know how to say that.
I figured you should know how to say
it. I know that dog is hound. It's like Hund. That's dog.
German's tricky, man. It's pretty guttural. It's like, I don't know. It's funny. You see like a lot of these Latin-derived languages, and then you see like the German word for it, and it's like completely different.
Well, you'd think that. Well, German is Latin, it's Latin based and it's Germanic, so there's some words that are very close to English. So it's like I know how to introduce my family, and das ist mein Bruder, is this is my brother, but it sounds like this is my brother to me, but like, you know, so a lot of stuff actually does, it's really similar to English.
That's sweet. You're going to be fluent in German in 2 years. You're going to be a whole new person. You're going to have all this growth. Oh, I'm so jealous of you.
Here, let me see.
Come visit.
Kendall, come visit. Let's see. What does this say?
Hilfe. Ich sage an dating.
Did you hear that? It is Hilfe.
Hilfe.
Is Sacha a dating.
You're right. It does have some similar. It does sound similar enough.
Well, I mean, dating is just dating, apparently, in German.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, I'm that's surprised by a lot of stuff that it's just English, but it sounds like there's a little bit of a twist on it.
Huh.
You know?
How hard is it going to be to get Curry? Not Curry. I'm so sorry. Why did I say that?
Curry.
Remind me of your dog's name. My brother's wiener's dog is named Curry. Oh. Yours is Pistachio. Yes, Pistachio. Yes.
Pistachio.
How is he? Like, what is the process in getting him in like?
Well, luckily, there isn't a quarantine period because normally there's a quarantine period to go to a different country with the dog. So there's not that in Germany. I just have to have his rabies shot up to date. And, I have to get like paperwork that say, oh, he has a clean bill of health, like 10 days before we fly.
Oh, that's so
when
easy.
When are you moving?
It's really, December 2nd.
Holy
shit. That's so soon.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it's been a lot. My place is currently like a mess and I'm selling everything, just starting new. Nice. So
Facebook Marketplace.
Exciting. I have been doing Facebook Marketplace, but there's a lot of scams on there. Did you get my Zelle email?
Yeah.
Click this link. I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that.
No, don't do that.
Have you used, we're getting kind of off topic here, but have you used your Instagram profile to sell anything ever? Like posting on it?
I jokingly was trying to sell a bee suit that Mitch was modeling on my Instagram. I wasn't really trying to, I mean, I am trying to sell it, but it was more so funny because I made him wear it. But that's the only thing.
Did you get any
offers? And I got some people who are interested. I did. I got people who are interested, but I still have. I have two bee suits. And I mean, maybe, I don't know if I could do beekeeping in Germany. I'm not really sure if it's the right weather for it, but.
isn't the hobby of beekeeping called, or like it's an apiarist or something like that, right?
I'm not sure, but it sounds pure. Very pure. So.
Sounds very pure. That's funny. And the reason I asked that is because I've got a lot of like electronics that I'm trying to sell, but I don't want to use Facebook Marketplace either because like you said, there's so many scams. And so I figured I would just use my Instagram, but I haven't started trying it yet. And I just want to get any experience with it.
Not that this is an ad for OfferUp, but I've sold like a lot of my electronics, like speakers and stuff like that through there. And people love electronics. They don't like big yellow couches, I found. But yeah, I've sold a couple speakers off there, so
nice, good to know. So you're gonna sell everything, you're gonna buy everything once you get to Germany, and then what's the plan? I mean, obviously it's 2 years away, so who knows what the plan is, but tentatively, do you guys plan on coming back to the States, back to California, or what do you think?
Yeah, so our family's in Southern California. Our parents literally live 30 minutes away from each other, so We're thinking probably San Diego is the thought, because he used to live in San Diego for a number of years before moving to Hermosa. So we're thinking probably like a beach area.
What happens if you end up loving Germany and you're like, you know what? I think we want to stay here.
That could happen. I mean, so many people have been telling me that when they stayed in Stuttgart, they absolutely loved it and they would want to stay there. So I think, who knows?
So how are we feeling about Mitch? How's life with Mitch? I want to know more about Mitch.
Life's great with Mitch. Yeah. He's just like a very, I like his brain a lot. Like he really fully dives in, researches about things, and we have long talks about, I call it like his rants. He'll like go off on random rants about certain subjects, and it's just and he's like just a really kind, funny person, so it's going really well. Yeah, really
does well. Mitch suck at dating in any way?
He he's had a couple serious relationships, but he kind of was more of like the single guy before we met. So he went through like his Playboy phase, and and then we met, and you know, honestly, the first date we were talking about marriage and babies, and it wasn't me that brought it up. He was like automatically like talking about serious stuff. So, I think as soon as we met, there was something about it that was like, oh, like, you know, but I like to think he's good at dating now. At least I hope so.
That's all we could ever hope for, is just to suck a little bit less. Well, you brought it up, so I got to ask, marriage, babies, what's going on with all that stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I think that we wouldn't be together. I wouldn't be moving to Germany if I didn't see forever with this person. So
fair.
I 100% see it, like the long run with him.
I mean, who wouldn't want to marry a hunky aerospace engineer?
Right? Yeah, unlucky me, right?
That looks fucking dynamite in a bee suit.
Yeah. He rocks that bee suit. I was surprised because I thought it was going to be too small for him. But for those of you looking for a bee suit, all sizes.
It's your bee suit that he was able to fit in? I guess because you probably do want him to be oversized. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, it works because it's a small, but he's, I'm 5'5", he's 6'4", so it's like like a whole foot. I don't know. It worked. I don't know how it works. It's like the sisterhood of the traveling pants, but like sisterhood of the traveling bee suit. Like, I don't know.
That's pretty funny.
So yeah. How do you feel about Mitch being 6'4"? Do you think that's too tall? You think that's perfect? I've heard some girls say that 6'4" is like a little, it hurts the neck a little bit, but I don't know. I'm like a big 6'2" guy. I think that's like 6'2" is the ideal.
Well, okay. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of like this, you know, but we're all the same size laying down. So
yeah, that's a very fair point.
Jared only goes for guys that are 6'2" or below. He only gives like a 2-inch buffer on either
side. Dude, I just wish I had 2 more inches. Like 6 feet, I'm very happy with 6 feet. I'm a tall guy. I get it. But man, if I was just 6'2", Dean, are you 6'2 or 6'3?
I'm 6'2. And I'll tell you what, I wish I was 5'11.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, I do. No,
why?
I'll tell you why. Being tall is it's nice when you're like a teenager and probably in your 20s, especially when you're single, because for whatever reason, girls gravitate towards taller guys. Some of them do. I'm not going to say all of them do, obviously. But like living in a van is so annoying when you're 6'2", because roofs in the van are 6 foot. So if I could be like 3 inches shorter, I could have a smaller bed. You know, like I could, my clothes would probably be a little bit cheaper too, because there's less fabric and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's not all rainbows and butterflies being this tall, Jared, just so you know.
The world's not built for tall people. When we were traveling, we did an Airbnb in Ireland, and there was like this entrance, this door entrance, and he hit his head on that like 10 times.
Well, I can only imagine that Germany is not built for people who are 6'4".
German people are tall.
Oh, yeah,
I think they are tall. I'm going to look this up.
Yeah, I'm going to be the small one. So, and I'm average height for a female. I've looked it up. So.
Oh, this is fun. I've been looking up a lot of Germany facts.
5'5".
5'5".
I'm 5'6" on a good day. It fluctuates. I can't say I'm 5'6". I feel like I'm cheating if I say that.
Yeah,
you guys, the average height in Germany, I got to tell you this before anything else. The average height in Germany, I want you guys to take one guess each.
Wait, man or woman?
Men or woman.
I just did average height and it gave me a number. So I'm just going to say it's probably the man's height because it's way too tall to be a woman and man's height.
I'll say 6'1". That's tall, though. The average height, 6'1"?
That's tall.
I'm going to say 5'11".
Yeah, Kendall nailed it. 5'11". 5 feet, 10.8 inches.
I was going to say 5'11", really? But your reaction was like, you were like, holy moly. I was like, all right,
that's
so maybe
tall.
This is
the
like.
The average height of a man in Germany is 5'11". That's tall. The average height of an American man is 5'9". So they got us beat on average by 2 inches.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just wanted to go on a long spiel about how Jared was wrong about Germans being small.
Fair point.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
The holidays have arrived early this year. Why wait until fall when you can get Black Friday prices now during Blinds.com's annual Spring Black Friday sale? Blinds.com's the better way to get custom window treatments totally online. No waiting around all day for salespeople to show up or dealing with inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Browse premium blinds, shades, shutters, motorized options. We have your patio covered for spring too. And Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home. We'll even send free samples. You can even get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Plus, free shipping and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale now for the best deals of the season. Save up to 45% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My heritage is German, I think. So maybe when I come out to visit, I'll see if I can find any of my ancestors.
You should. Yeah, I have some family in Germany that I'm planning on meeting.
That's great. Where at?
I'm not sure where specifically. I have a cousin that is in contact with them. But if you do, you should, because it'd be cool to like extend the family, you know, to other places in the country. You have places to visit and stay at. So,
yeah. I think I've told this story on this podcast before, but there was a bakery in Ireland called Unglert's Bakery, and there's not many Unglert's in the world, obviously. I've never met another one, and there's an Unglert's Bakery, and I go into the bakery and I go, "Hey, I'm an Unglert. I think we might be related." And the guy behind the counter is like, you know, 60. He's like my dad's age. Looks exactly like my dad. And I was like, "You look exactly like my dad. You have to be like an uncle or something like that." And he's like, "Absolutely not, absolutely not." And so I took a side-by-side picture and put it up next to a side-by-side picture of me and my dad. And it literally looks exactly the same. So I don't know. I've got some family out there somewhere, but they might have defected to Ireland or something. So who knows?
Ooh. You should have like told him to get like a swab, like a spit swab. Or something.
I should have. Take a sip of this coffee real quick, and then I'll just take the saliva off the lid.
Let me take some samples.
Just, I need a drop of your blood. Don't mind me. I looked up the tallest countries by the countries with the tallest men in the world. Germany is sixth. So it doesn't even crack the top five. What do you think number one is?
If I had to guess, number one, Netherlands.
I was gonna say Norway.
Dude, Dean looked it up. He's so full of shit. There's no way he knew that. The Netherlands
that's
is
just a guess.
Correct. Yeah, right. He definitely saw the same article I did. The Netherlands, number one in the world, 72.36 inches, so a little over 6 feet.
Wow. Oh,
dang.
Average.
Man. I don't know what list you're looking at. The list I'm looking at has Germany at number two behind Netherlands.
Oh, I'm looking at worldpopulationreview.com.
Huh.
What's your source?
Oh, sorry, healthline.com. Yeah, that was you asking me what my source was.
Oh, yeah,
but
sorry.
It's true. There's a little disclaimer here. It says there's no international standards with regard to measuring and reporting height. So who really knows? But I guess we can make just a general assumption there. Well, Kendall, that's amazing. I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy for your boyfriend. You said you wouldn't move without marriage potentially being on the horizon. Do you think there's any engagement coming soon? Any proposal?
I mean, what couple? I feel like when you get to a certain point in a relationship, like you talk about it, you know? So we've definitely talked about it. And I think that, yeah, I mean, I know that there's going to be an engagement at some point. When that is, I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's something that we are excited for when it does come.
When you say you've talked about it, does he know what style of proposal you're interested in having?
We haven't been that specific. I don't really know if I care so much what kind of proposal it is.
Yeah.
It's more so, you know, you're going to be with a person forever. So whether it's like, oh, one day, you know, you wake up and there's like, hey, here's, you know, would you marry me? Or if there's like something elaborate, it doesn't really matter to me. So
I bet you it's going to happen before you guys leave.
Maybe. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see if you're a future teller or a psychic.
That's my bold prediction. He's going to want to move to Germany with his fiance. That's my bold prediction. And if he doesn't, that's fine too. But I'm just guessing here. I'm just going out on a limb.
Yeah, so maybe. I mean, I'd say yes, probably.
Yeah. So, Kendall, probably. You come off of someone who's not like a quote unquote traditionalist. So do you want engagement, marriage, kids?
I definitely want all those three things. I don't know if I care what order they're in, but. Oh. Yeah, I mean, I think that I would like to start building my life with somebody and envisioning the future with somebody. And if I trust, you know, I'm okay with having kids before marriage, or it's just kind of whatever naturally happens.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really cold in Germany, so you never know.
Right.
So, yeah.
What do you call that, I guess? Just because you want to be like snuggled up in your bed and all that kind of stuff. I could see one thing leading to another. Nice. I really admire that too, because I'm obviously in the same vein in a lot of ways where I'm a little less traditional. So how old? You're still like 27, right?
By the way.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
So exciting.
Yeah, thank you.
So he's younger than me. So he's 28. His birthday is in December. So we'll be celebrating his birthday when we're in Germany, and I'm 31, obviously. So
nice. Yeah. Oh, 31. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, you're still a baby.
Yeah, you know. Maybe.
Jared,
I don't know
you
if you can call it a baby in your 30s.
You're still a baby. Jared's like 34, so he's our senior of the podcast. But
I'm so old.
You just had a birthday, Jared, didn't you? What did you do for your birthday?
Oh, I went out to dinner. You know, we don't have time to do anything else, really. Our lives are in shambles. But it's, 34 years old, just had a birthday. It was good. It was good.
It was good.
Dude, once you get, like you guys know, once you start getting older, it's like, happy birthday, let's go to dinner, call it a day. You know, that's it. I don't need anything. I don't even want gifts. I don't need anything. Like, we went to Dick's Sporting Goods because I just wanted a punching bag for downstairs because I can't go to the gym anymore. So I was like, I want to start working out, want to start boxing. So that was my gift. We went together, we picked it up, brought it back home. It's a good birthday.
You got a boxing bag?
Yeah, boxing bag. So, because a buddy of mine, so the guy that I go to get my hair cut, he goes to a gym in Providence. He is also having a kid, but he talks about how like boxing is a great workout. And I was like, man, I haven't boxed in so long. I kind of miss it. I used to take boxing lessons in LA. And then I was like, I'm going to start boxing again because I can't go to the gym. But if I just go downstairs and punch a bag for 10 minutes, that's a great workout. So that's what I ended up doing.
Yeah.
Going to Dick's, getting a punching bag. And that was my birthday. It was pretty good.
Oh,
that's
nice.
That's a pretty cool workout, because I do imagine it probably tones your arms pretty well.
Dude, have you ever boxed?
I like sparred in my garage with my brother when I was a teenager and got my ass kicked, but I wouldn't really consider that boxing.
Dude, it's so exhausting. Holy shit. Yeah. Like the force of actually having to throw a punch multiple times. Like, this is, holy shit, this is tiring.
What's interesting is I've talked to guys and I've asked them, have you ever been punched in the face? And usually guys say yes. Yeah. And I think it's so weird that, I just think it's like a weird thing. I've never been punched in the face, or most girls I talk to have never. But have you guys ever been punched in the face before?
Hopefully. Jared, have you ever been punched in the face?
Yeah, I think everybody should get punched in the face. It really puts things in perspective. Because you're like, things could be worse. Just like high school.
Why did you get punched?
Well, high school fights, like just stupid shit where it was like, you know, just like things would escalate and then all of a sudden somebody would start pushing and then somebody would throw a fist and I got punched in the head before on that. And then of course on The Bachelorette, when I boxed all those guys, I got punched in the head and then I've sparred sometimes and I got punched in the head, but all with protective gear on. So I've only really gotten punched in the head without protective gear like once or twice in my life.
In college, my best friend and I would always, like when we would party, we would surprise each other with haymakers randomly at the party. And like no hold bar kind of thing. So it started off, this might be TMI and just down a rabbit hole, but we started off by he made out with my girlfriend that I was dating at the time. And I was really angry at him. And so he was like, well, Dean, I don't want you to be angry at me anymore. So what can we do? And I was like, I just want to punch you. And so he's like, fine, you can square up on me one time. And so I punched him in the face. So I was like, good. And then it just kind of became our thing where we would like be at the part, like we would be at a random party and he would be like, Dean, look at that over there. And I would like turn my head and then he would punch me in the head as hard as he could. Or I'd be like, Tucker, do you see the ceilings in the venue here? And he'd look up and I would uppercut him. And it was like really bad and dangerous and destructive, but it was like, it was kind of our thing. And so it was always like,
but it was your thing. And that's the important part of this story.
It was always friendly punches, but we were punching each other as hard as, I mean, I was punching as hard as I could and I'd never knocked him out or anything, but
you know,
I do agree that every guy could use a good punch to the face every once in a while.
Saying they're friendly punches, but also trying to punch someone as hard as you can. I don't know if that constitutes as a friendly punch.
Yeah, there was some withheld anger in a lot of them. And Kendall, you might appreciate this too. I also went through a phase in college, like early years, like freshman, sophomore year, where I would get drunk and I would want my girlfriends, not like my girlfriend that I'm dating, but like my friends who are girls, I would like be like, give me a black eye. And so I would tell them to punch me in the eye and I would like show up to class the next day and like kids would be like, oh dude, you got in a fight, are you all right? I'm like, yeah, it's whatever, like not a big deal.
That was really, like, I'm tough.
It was pretty lame.
Did you watch enough, I guess, games to it?
Did you watch Fight Club too much as a kid?
I honestly don't know why it was. I think I liked the thought of like having a black eye. I thought it was like cool. And so I would be like, okay, well, like if my girlfriend would punch me in the face, it would leave a black eye, but it wouldn't hurt as bad as like a big guy punching me in the face. And so I don't know. Like, I don't condone it. I'm not really proud of it, but I do think it's funny. It was a funny phase of life that I went through.
You got the look without like the full on, the pain.
Yeah.
The pain. Style.
Yeah. Yeah, still some pain, but not as bad. All right, well, sorry for all the tangential conversations here. Okay, cool. And then, so you guys moved to Germany December 2nd. I'm so excited for you guys. I want to know what else is going on in your life. Are you going to still be able to do like all your work and everything from out there, you think?
Yeah. So I can do my work from pretty much anywhere. There's a project that I'm working on that I can do from abroad, and I think it probably kind of helps in a lot of ways being out there close to a lot of things. So I felt like if I could do my work while I was out there and then his job was there, it's a great adventure and why not do it?
That's fair. Well, Jared, do we have any other questions that we want to ask before we maybe take a break and move into hot topics?
Well, we do have some hot topics coming up that involve, yes, Tom Brady. So I obviously am very excited to discuss that. Before we take a break and go into hot topics, Kendall, obviously we'd be regretful as a podcast host not to at least ask you about Joe. He got married to Serena. I don't know if you had any thoughts about that. or if you wanted to speak on it at all.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, when you're in a relationship with anybody that you cared about a lot, you want them to be happy and you want them to find the person that they're meant to be with. So I think that them getting married, especially in the way that they did, I feel like it just kind of is a testament to how much they care about each other. So I think it's great.
Nice. Beautiful. Love it. And I'm sure he would say the same about you guys too. It's always funny when you're like
friends with everybody.
I don't know. Yeah, you're friends with everybody. Very you weird, always want man. The best for them. And it's also not often where your exes and you are in a position to speak publicly on anything. So it's always just kind of awkward, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, congratulations to Joe and Serena. But more importantly, congratulations to you because you're absolutely crushing it.
Because you're here right
now. Congratulations to everybody all around, you know?
Yeah, congratulations to everyone. That's true. All right, well, let's take a quick break and then we'll jump into Jared's man crush after this quick message from our sponsors.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh. Well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tyler Florence.
And I'm Wells Adams. We're the hosts of the new podcast, Two Dudes in a Kitchen. And you might be asking yourself, why do these guys have a podcast?
Because we love food. Yep. You and I have known each other for a while. We got a chance to click together on television on Food Network back in the day. And I got to tell you, there's no two better guys or more equipped to take you guys on a journey through the kitchen. It's all about great recipes. It's all about connecting with fantastic techniques and having a great time while you're doing it. This is a podcast for you to call into, give us your feedback, and we're here to answer your questions and kind of get those kitchen burners fired up.
I got a lot of questions just because I'm not nearly as good of a chef as you are, so I'm going to be asking you a lot of questions, and you guys out there can ask them as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to learn a lot, and you know what? Most importantly, we're going to eat good.
We're going to eat good, man. Eat good in the neighborhood, man. We're here for you.
Listen to Two Dudes in a Kitchen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, welcome back to Help, I Suck at Dating. We've got some dating headlines. I thought this headline said Giselle is in Costa Rica with Juju Smith-Schuster for a second, but that's not what it is.
That'd be
Jared, do you
want to
read this?
Yeah, I'll read it. I'll read this news. So anyway,
did you see before you read it? Did you see like Antonio Brown posting like his Super Bowl picture with Giselle and stuff?
Yeah, so stupid. And then Antonio Brown released text messages with Tom Brady. And I'm only assuming in an effort to make him look bad, even though the text messages made Brady look like a great friend, because in the text message, he says that Antonio Brown's starting to make bad decisions again, and he's questioning the people he's hanging out with, and you're going down a bad path. And it's like, I don't know if you're supposed to make Tom look bad here, but you're making him look like a great friend. So thank you, AB. But moving on to Gisele Bündchen. Obviously, Gisele and Tom got divorced. Very sad, even though I'm happy. He's 2-0 since the divorce. Gisele Bündchen was in Costa Rica with jiu-jitsu teacher weeks after, quote-unquote, tapping out with Tom Brady. So Bündchen is getting super close to... All right, he's a handsome MMA teacher, and apparently sources connected to the former couple are questioning the timing of all this. So yeah, the guy in question...
That's my first thought.
Trust me, it's all of our first thoughts. The guy in question, the MMA teacher, I'm going to butcher his name. I apologize. I think it's Joaquim Valente. I believe that's how it is. Hopefully I didn't.
It's pretty good. I would give that an 8 out of 10. I think that you did pretty good there.
Much appreciated. I give it a 9 out of 10, but you know, who's counting?
Okay.
So he's a jiu-jitsu instructor who lives in Miami. Now, Gisele has known him for apparently at least a year and a half. She took lessons from him and then signed her two kids up for lessons as well. Now, Gisele and Joaquim were out to dinner in Costa Rica Saturday with the kids, Benjamin and Vivian.
Wow.
Okay. It's especially interesting because obviously Tom and Gisele have made Costa Rica their vacation spot during the off season. Gisele and Joaquim did a super sexy photo shoot together more than a year ago for Dust magazine, presumably about the art of jiu-jitsu. Gisele, now she's a model. That's nothing wrong with that. Like, whatever. Now, Gisele has posted her fondness for Joaquim's MMA teaching skills, saying it gave her confidence and empowerment. A source connected to Gisele tells TMZ that they are not dating, noting many friends were present in Costa Rica. Interesting. A source also connected to Gisele tells TMZ that the ex-couple, Tom pretty much is not buying it, asking why this Miami guy is in Costa Rica with her. The source also added, it also seems weird that she just one day abruptly ended the marriage and now is in Costa Rica with the MMA teacher that she did a sexy photo shoot a year ago. I know the two kids take lessons. Listen, the two kids take lessons from the jiu-jitsu guy, but like to go out to dinner with him literally a week and a half after the divorce is public, you know photos are going to be taken. You know that this is going to be a story. So there's no way that Gisele was unaware that this was going to get out and that people were going to question whether they're dating. So my point being is that I think that they're dating. She's moved on. She's pissed at Tom. And you know what? I'm happy for Tom. He deserves better. Okay, he's doing it. I hope he plays for another 5 years. I hope he wins 4 more Super Bowls. Sorry that the guy just wanted to continue working, and then that apparently ended his marriage, which it didn't, because if you honestly think that football was the only reason that Tom and Gisele are divorced, then I don't know what to tell you, because I'm also going to sell you something, because you're obviously buying into lunacy, because there's no way that it's just there's no way it's just football, because if it's just football, then they never really loved each other. That's my point on this.
I love how impassioned you get about this topic. And it honestly, it just keeps developing and keeps becoming more and more of a storyline for us, which is great. Kendall, what do you think about, are you caught up on the whole Gisele Tom Brady saga?
I think it's impossible not to be, because it pops up everywhere on the social medias. All I know is that they have broken up, and that I did know that there was thoughts that she was dating a jiu-jitsu teacher. I don't know. I'm kind of going to need to give her the benefit of the doubt. And they've known each other for a really long time. Obviously, he's been a part of their family with the kids, training them for a long time. So can she not hang out with friends?
Of course she can. But you know what's going to happen. Like, it would be like if, I mean, let's be honest. Like, when you and Joe broke up, if you went out to dinner with someone, you knew exactly what was going to happen. You knew everybody. If it was a guy and it was just you two, you knew, like, you would know, you'd have the awareness to be like, people are going to assume that we're dating. And there's going to be articles written about this because I just had a famous breakup.
Yeah.
So, like, it's just like, I don't know. I also heard that like Tom was the one trying to save the marriage, which is why he retired initially, or then also said that he was going to retire after this season. And it's like, can the man just work as well and also have a family? Can we balance these two? Is he the only person in the world that is unable to balance work and life? Anyway.
Well, probably is a large part of his life. Like, I think it has to do with diet, and I think it probably controls, like, you have to be in peak fitness to be in a professional sport, right?
So 1,000%.
I think it's more than just, it probably changes who he is to a certain extent, but.
Well, Jared, so we obviously know you're Team Tom. That's without a doubt. Do you think that this new development in the storyline favors Tom? Like his image, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it should, because obviously I'm just the Tom Brady Bobo, but I don't think it should favor Tom, because I think, unfortunately, in the world we live in, whoever moves on first is the bad guy. And I don't think that's necessarily should be the way we view things. Just because someone moves on quicker than the other doesn't mean that they're the villain in the situation. So I don't think Giselle should be villainized for moving on. I think she should be villainized for breaking up with the greatest man that's ever walked this earth. That's why.
Do you think it's too soon? Because they were married for, what, 17 years or something like that? Do you think to be seen on a... I'll use the term date loosely because it might not have been. Do you think it's too soon for her to be seen out with another guy a month and a half after the divorce?
No, I'm sure the divorce has been in the working for quite some time. So I doubt that they had, you know, that the divorce has only been in the works for the past like month and a half. I'm sure it's been many months, you know, maybe even years going into the situation. But of course, it's weird if she had known this man for quite some time and, you know, they do have all the, I don't know. It just, of course, makes you think, were there feel like strong feelings developing while she was still with Tom? If they're actually dating this soon after the divorce and she's known him for so long and they've done sexy photo shoots together, which is that's her job. She's a model, but maybe, you know, work bled into life a little bit. So I don't know.
I don't know either.
And jiu-jitsu is really interesting. It's like a hugging sport, like intense. I don't know a lot about jiu-jitsu, but when I see it, it looks like there's a lot of grappling bodies.
That's right. A lot of grappling.
Yeah.
A lot of skin-on-skin contact. Let's move on to this next one, because this one's interesting, even for me to say, because, you know, it's just two people that I hear a lot about. So Pete Davidson has a new fling, and it's with someone. I didn't know this until I just read this just now. With Emily Ratajkowski. And that is mind-blowing to me that Pete Davidson is just batting 1,000 with these beautiful women. Turns out, according to the source, Pete and Emily have been dating talking for a couple months now, very early stages, but they both seem to really like each other. I cannot believe that Pete Davidson is this... He's just become this enigma, I feel like. Who, if he likes someone, he just goes out and starts dating them. Like, it's the most mind-blowing thing I think I've ever seen in my entire life in terms of, like, dating. What do you guys think about it?
I wonder what his pickup line is. Like, you know, like how he gets into it.
I have no idea. That's what I need. I don't, like, it's so interesting to me. Like, he's not a bad-looking guy. I know it's like, this has been a discussion ongoing for years since he started doing this type of stuff. But, like, he's not a bad-looking guy. He's got like a unique look to him, but like, what is it that he's saying that is so appealing to these beautiful and amazingly successful women? I don't know. And it's not just one off. Like Kim Kardashian, like, was interesting and surprising, but then now it's Emily Ratajkowski. Wasn't it like Emily Blunt or something before that too? I don't remember exactly who it was, but like,
it's a joke.
What do you think about it?
It's a joke. I love Pete Davidson. He's great. I've always liked him. But this is ridiculous. There's only so much wonderfulness one person can accept in their life. And this guy is just rattling it off. Just one after another. And it's becoming such a parody that when Tom and Giselle broke up, they were like, oh, Giselle's not going to date Pete Davidson. And it was funny. But now he's dating Emily Ratajkowski. And it's like, you got to be fucking kidding me. What does this guy have? He's good looking. I'm sure Maybe he's got, you know, BDE. What, like, sure. But, like, I mean, for goodness sake. So I have his dating history up here because it's quite a lot.
I looked it up too.
So his first girlfriend, publicly at least, was Carly Aquilino, if I'm saying that properly. She's from Girl Code. I used to watch that show all the time, Girl Code, Guy Code on MTV. I've always had a crush on her. So he's batting 1,000 there. Then he dated Cassie David, who's very cute, very pretty. Another one, great job. Then the infamous Ariana Grande, where he landed Ariana Grande. Obviously, we don't need to go into that. Then he ends the engagement with Ariana Grande and starts dating Kate Beckinsale. Kate Beckinsale, who is so hot. And dating some... Did she date Justin Timberlake? Or no, that was Jessica Biel. I don't know. She's dating someone. And then he dated, I didn't even know this, Margaret Qualley, if I'm saying that properly. She's the girl from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, if you've seen that movie,
yeah,
that Brad Pitt flirts with. Where she's like a part of the Manson family. So anyway,
right,
she's very attractive as well. Then that ends. And then he dated someone who Easton put in the chat, or Hannah, I don't know. Kaya Gerber. Do we know who this person is?
I just looked her up. She's really pretty too.
Yeah, she's stunning. Do we know who she is?
Yeah. She is a model.
She's a model. Shocking. Then he dated somebody named Olivia O'Brien. She's a singer. Very attractive. And then Phoebe Dynevor.
I just looked her up. She's also very, very pretty.
Beautiful.
And
actress on Bridgerton. Yeah. Yeah, he loves jaw droppers. Then, of course, dates Kim freaking Kardashian. Unbelievable. And then they break up and he immediately starts dating Emily Ratajkowski. Dude, what?
I think girls, when they see a guy dating a really high quality woman, it makes them think, oh, I have curiosity about this person because, you know, a woman that like maybe I admire has dated him. So maybe there's something to him. So I think that just like opening that curiosity, that is probably what gets him, you know, into a lot of at least a foot in the door. You know what I mean?
That's what I was about to ask. Basically nailed it on the head, because I wonder if, like, however him and Ariana Grande started dating, if that was kind of what opened up the door for him to date all these other incredible women. Because if they're like, oh, well, if he's good enough for Ariana, he's got to be good enough for me. But what I wonder is, at what point do you start seeing like a diminishing return? Where is there going to be a girl where he wants to date that's like, oh, no, sorry, you've dated 10 to 15 A-list celebrities, and so now I'm not interested because you're obviously like, I don't know. Are you not maybe he doesn't want to settle down, and so he's just going from one to the next? Like, there has to be a point in this process where his dating history bites him in the butt. I do agree with Kendall where it's like, you know, you see him dating someone that you admire, and so then you kind of like get enticed by it a little bit. But there also has to be like a diminishing return point in the spectrum where eventually it's going to come back to bite him in the butt.
He's having fun though while it's lasting.
Oh, he's having the most fun. He's probably having the most fun out of anyone in the entire world.
But I wonder if it's more like he's like an experienced guy, you know? He's like an experience, or if he's someone that these women are looking to actually seriously marry.
Yeah, that's true.
My gut tells me he's an experience.
Yeah, after enough time, the shine loses its luster, and then it just becomes maybe less enticing to date him. And so then that's why they break up. And then he meets someone new and they think he's interesting. And then that lasts for another 6 months and then, you know, goes by the wayside just like all the others have. I don't know. It's interesting. It's interesting being in the public eye as he is and having such an illustrious dating history, because it's just like, I mean, I have been in the spotlight very short and a very smaller spotlight. And my dating history, I feel like, is very robust. And I kind of feel like obviously now I'm engaged and I'm excited to spend the rest of my life with Kaylin. Even pre-Kaylin, I felt like I had like kind of hit my max in terms of people that I wanted to date publicly. And now here he is just ringing off one after the other. I don't know. It's just crazy to me.
I also think that he's got charm. I think he's got swag. I'm sure he's funny and he's tall and he's got a good look about him. Like he's not traditionally good looking, but he's good looking. And I think the fact that he's funny, he makes these people laugh, and he's got swagger, and he probably doesn't care, helps him in a lot of different areas. I think also I agree wholeheartedly with Kendall when she says that there's something about the allure. Like, why are so many people after him? Like, I have to find this out. I think that helps because I've seen this before where I think actually it's helped me in the past because when I first was on Paradise, I truly, because I think that the only reason people, not the only reason, but one of the reasons why people were more curious to go on dates with me is because they were like, why is Ashley so obsessed with him? What is it about this guy that is making her going insane?
It must be something.
Exactly. And I do think that that helped when she was like, he's amazing. And they're like, well, why is he so amazing? Why? I got to figure this out. So anyway,
yeah,
I do think there's something to that.
This is kind of in the same vein as the Giselle thing, because I thought that Emily Ratajkowski was married. So I looked it up and they filed for divorce in early September, which is only 2 months ago. So pretty fast to be moving on as well. And I'm pretty sure they had a kid together, maybe two kids together. Young kids, you know, Giselle's kids are a little bit older, but it seems a little fast for that as well. But like you said, I guess you can never, it's a kind of unfair to say you're moving on too fast because you're not them living their life. So maybe I take that back, but I don't know. I just find it so interesting that Pete Davidson is so successful in dating, I guess. He does not suck at dating. We need to have Pete Davidson as a guest on this podcast.
Seriously.
He needs to write a book.
I bet you that's probably what he's doing, is collecting memoirs for a book that he's planning on writing at some point in his life.
Yeah. Well, it's
how to be awesome.
Yeah, it's a genius. It's a genius marketing plan. Well, that will do it for this week's episode of Help, I Suck at Dating. Kendall is sticking around for the Thursday episode, caller episode, where we're going to have some people call in and ask us questions on how to suck a little bit less. But Kendall, thank you so much for joining us on this particular podcast. We wish you nothing but the best of luck moving to Germany with your future with Mitch. We'll see if Dean's, what am I thinking of? Not premonition.
Prediction.
Of you getting engaged before Germany comes to fruition. If it does, then you have to come back on the podcast. And if it doesn't, you still have to come back on the podcast. But regardless,
yeah, we want like the juicy details.
Yeah, hell yeah. So congrats once again, Kendall. We're so excited for you.
Thank you.
And everybody listening, thank you so much. Make sure you tune in Thursday episode where hopefully we suck just a little bit less.
Follow Help by Suck at Dating on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait, did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.